AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The first tropical storm of the year is getting closer to the Carolina coast. Daniel Brown is with the National Hurricane Center.
Anna is slowly moving toward the northwest and is expected to begin bringing tropical storm force winds to the coast of the northern South Carolina and eastern North Carolina this evening or overnight.
Severe weather is threatening some of Texas's biggest cities. A tornado watch has been issued for nearly 50 of the state's counties. The areas include Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, Wichita Falls, Abilene, Sherman, and Denison. Also, a tornado watch is in effect for much of Oklahoma, as well as for eastern Colorado and western Kansas. Hundreds of men, women, and children, including fashion designer Donna Karan, marched across the Brooklyn Bridge in New York, demanding stricter gun laws and offering a litany of violent stories to show why such laws are needed. Shannon Watts, founder of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, says with so many people killed every year from guns, Congress needs to enact stricter laws.
88 Americans are shot and killed in this country every single day. If anything else was killing Americans at that rate, our lawmakers would act.
Held every year on the eve of Mother's Day, the third annual march from Brooklyn to Manhattan was organized by the group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Arizona corrections officials say a female guard was sexually assaulted by a male inmate last month in the second such attack and a state prison employee in the last 18 months. The April 13th attack at the prison complex in Yuma was only revealed by the Department of Corrections on Friday, and that was after inquiries by the Associated Press. This is AP Radio News. A federal appeals court has ruled federal aviation officials can't allow airline passengers to use cell phones and other electronics.
The ruling is a blow to the nation's largest flight attendants union, which had hoped to reverse a 2013 decision that said passengers could have the devices out during takeoffs and landings. The flight attendants had argued small electronics would keep people from paying attention to safety messages and that the items posed a threat because they could be thrown. FAA officials argued that cell phones and other devices are no more dangerous than the books passengers have been allowed to keep out. Violet Ikonomova, Washington.
A federal court says the government's search of a traveling businessman's laptop at the California border was unreasonable and violated his privacy. The judge says law enforcement improperly used the South Korean's border crossing as an excuse to seize his computer. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.